Chapter 22. It turned cold that night, and the next day it was raining. Coming home from the Ospedale Maggiore, it rained very hard and I was wet when I came in. Up in my room, the rain was coming down heavily outside on the balcony, and the wind blew it against the glass doors. I changed my clothing and drank some brandy, but the brandy did not taste good. I felt sick in the night, and in the morning, after breakfast, I was nauseated.
"There is no doubt about it," the house surgeon said. "Look at the whites of his eyes, miss."
Miss Gage looked. They had me look in a glass. The whites of the eyes were yellow, and it was the jaundice. I was sick for 2 weeks with it. For that reason, we did not spend a convalescent leave together. We had planned to go to Pollanza on Lago Maggiore. It is nice there in the fall when the leaves turn. There are walks you can take, and you can troll for trout in the lake. It would have been better than Stresa because there are fewer people at Pollanza. Stresa is so easy to get to from Milan that there are always people you know. There is a nice village at Pollanza, and you can row out to the islands where the fishermen live, and there is a restaurant on the biggest island. But we did not go. One day while I was in bed with jaundice, Miss Van Campen came in the room, opened the door into the armoire, and saw the empty bottles there. I had sent a load of them down by the porter, and I believe she must have seen them going out and come up to find some more. They were mostly vermouth bottles, Marsala bottles, Capri bottles, empty Chianti flasks, and a few cognac bottles. The porter had carried out the large bottles, those that had held vermouth, and the straw-covered Chianti flasks, and left the brandy bottles for the last. It was the brandy bottles and a bottle shaped like a bear which had held Kümmel that Miss Van Campen found. The bear-shaped bottle enraged her particularly. She held it up. The bear was sitting up on his haunches with his paws up. There was a cork in his glass head and a few sticky crystals at the bottom. I laughed. "It is Kümmel," I said. "The best Kümmel comes in those bear-shaped bottles. It comes from Russia."
"Those are all brandy bottles, aren't they?"
Miss Van Campen asked. "I can't see them all," I said, "but they probably are."
"How long has this been going on?"
"I bought them and brought them in myself," I said. "I have had Italian officers visit me frequently, and I have kept brandy to offer them."
"You haven't been drinking it yourself?" she said.
"I have also drunk it myself."
"Brandy," she said. 11 empty bottles of brandy and that bear liquid.
Kümmel.
I will send for someone to take them away."
"Those are all the empty bottles you have?"
"For the moment."
"And I was pitying you having jaundice. Pity is something that is wasted on you."
"Thank you. I suppose you can't be blamed for not wanting to go back to the front, but I should think you would try something more intelligent than producing jaundice with alcoholism."
"With what?"
"With alcoholism, you heard me say it."
I did not say anything.
"Unless you find something else, I'm afraid you will have to go back to the front when you are through with your jaundice. I don't believe self-inflicted jaundice entitles you to a convalescent leave."
"You don't?"
"I do not."
"Have you ever had jaundice, Miss Van Campen?"
"No, but I have seen a great deal of it."
"You noticed how the patients enjoyed it."
"I suppose it is better than the front."
"Miss Van Campen," I said, "did you ever know a man who tried to disable himself by kicking himself in the scrotum?" Miss Van Campen ignored the actual question. She had to ignore it or leave the room. She was not ready to leave because she had disliked me for a long time, and she was now cashing in.
"I have known many men to escape the front through self-inflicted wounds."
"That wasn't the question."
"I have seen self-inflicted wounds also. I asked you if you have ever known a man who had tried to disable himself by kicking himself in the scrotum, because that is the nearest sensation to jaundice, and it is a sensation that I believe few women have ever experienced. That was why I asked you if you had ever had the jaundice, Miss Van Campen, because—"
Miss Van Campen left the room.